Here on Regional Radio, we're joined by Higbee's Tanner Burton, already the girls' coach, now will coach the boys as well. Tanner, congratulations to you and your family on this opportunity. Obviously, not too much of a surprise here with the small districts in this era of academic funding, but how did this opportunity arise for you to coach both teams?
Well, ultimately, Coach Bishop and I have a really close relationship, and he had been discussing, you know, going over to Fayette. And it was one of those things that kind of when that ball started rolling, I started thinking about it, and it gradually grew to discussions with my wife and our administration to express my interest. You know, at that point, I just determined that it was a good move for me. You know, it's going to provide me some challenges, some different learning opportunities as a coach that you don't see on the girls' side necessarily. And so I think to round me out as the best coach I can be, I thought it was a good move to kind of tackle both. It'll present some challenges and some unique circumstances, but it was something that, you know, at the end of the day, I want to instill the culture I've built. I want to make sure that I can spread that as far as I can and drive success. So I'm just looking to expand on what Coach Bishop has done.
With how much you've embraced Higbee basketball and been such a spokesman for the program and for various events, how excited are you to get to take on this challenge with both teams?
I'm extremely excited. You know, I've put a lot of work in, and this year we're up to 80 kids. We've had some good donations and stuff, so we're being allowed to put this on for free at no cost. The kids are all going to get their shirts and awards, and every kid's going to get a basketball and stuff. And so when you look at that in a small community, that's a huge impact. And so now to do that and to be, you know, knowing these kids are going to come up and eventually be a part of my high school program, I think that's pretty special. You know, we have a shootout, and I expanded that this year as well. It's the second year we've done it, and I think we're up to like 80 games we're going to play in 5 days, junior high girls, high school girls, and high school boys. So, I mean, the impact's huge on this little community, and it's something special, and, you know, I take great pride in that because it takes a lot of work behind the scenes, and fortunately for me, I'm in a position that, you know, a lot of coaches in the summertime, that's how they make extra cash and stuff, and fortunately for me, my family and I are in a position that we're able to, that money goes directly to the program. So money donated or any funds raised goes directly back to our basketball program. And, you know, in the long run, that's really going to help this small community and build this basketball program to, you know, as good as I can possibly get it.
Tanner Burton here with us on Regional Radio, as he is now going to coach the Higbee girls and Higbee boys with John Bishop's departure from the boys team to the Fayette Falcons in the Lewis and Clark Conference. How much do you look forward to the opportunity to coach some boys hoops now?
It's going to be exciting. I mean, you know, I've obviously done it. I think 3 of the 5 years at Higbee, I've coached junior high boys. And so every boy that I'll have next year has played for me. They're going to be very young. I think we're going to have 3 or 4 upperclassmen. I think 12 kids total is what we're looking at. And so it's going to be a young group. They're going to be very malleable. It reminds me a lot of, you know, when I took over the girls program and we had the Sabrina Huddleston, the Rhiannon Runyon, the Hope Clark. We had a lot of pieces there, but I was so unfamiliar and didn't get a summer to prepare with them that we didn't really know what we were getting into. Fortunately, we're going to get a whole summer to play together. I'm going to get used to them. They're going to get used to me. Obviously, things are going to be a little different on the boys' side, and it's exciting. I mean, I kind of know some of their tendencies, so I have more background than I have with the girls, and so I think that we have a lot of potential there. It's just a matter of, you know, if we're going to put in the work to be successful, and I think that's something that, you know, we built that just like we built the girls, and we'll make sure that, you know, the success leads success, and it'll be exciting. It's going to be a fun time to be a Higbee Tiger.
We're talking to Higbee's Tanner Burton here on Regional Radio. No secret that you've rebuilt, or really built even, the Higbee girls basketball program. You've had a Crest All-Star in Rhiannon Runyon. What's your vision for the boys program?
You know, I see some special young talent. I see some kids that really have a lot of drive and potential to be successful. That was one of the things that made me the most excited is when I set these boys down and talked to them. You know, what's your availability for summer? What are you going to be able to do? It's the last minute. We're going to have to throw this together the best I can, get you the games I can. And it was, Coach, I'm free for everything. Coach, I'm gonna make it work, you know, and stuff like that. And when you get those kids that, you know, eventually you're going to either have an impact right out of the gates or they're going to have an impact in the long term, when you have kids that are showing that dedication, that makes you pretty excited. And I think that, you know, when you look at a William Gibson, that'll be a junior for me next year, point guard, that kid has a ton of potential, and we've just now kind of started seeing what he's capable of. And then you've got Jamie Smith is a freshman next year that, you know, had a couple 33, 34-point games in junior high for me. You know, we have a lot of potential there, and there's a lot of kids around them that are going to fill in and do some really special things. But fortunately for us, we're going to get 20 games in the summer to see, you know, really what they're made of and what kind of roles they're going to be able to play for us. And so that's exciting for us, and hopefully these kids buy in, and they're just excited to hit the weight room and build this program as well as we can.
Higbee's Tanner Burton with us, already coaching the girls. Now we'll coach the boys with John Bishop leaving for Fayette. You've worked closely with John Bishop. He's assisted on the girls' side and such. Did a lot for the boys' program. What's your parting message to him as he heads to Fayette?
Well, you know, it's been a very special relationship. John's one of the big reasons that I was ever brought to Higbee. I reached out, and I didn't know who, you know, was running the show at that point, and Bishop reached out to me and called and had multiple conversations and got me a meeting with Mr. Fimler. And, you know, fortunate for me, he was always by my side through the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, he was there, and he was always, you know, he always played the good cop. You know, one of the ironic things is sometimes he was such a good cop that the girl said he was too nice and it made him cry. And that was, there's a lot of irony there. But it shows that Bishop had a lot of heart for our program and for our school district, and you know, he's going to take that pride to Fayette, and that's exciting. I guess the last thing we'll have to say is he'll get a return to Higbee. I think it's December 6th we'll see him on the hardwood in Higbee again, so that'll be something exciting for the kids, for him. There'll be a lot of emotions that night, but I think that's something that you know, obviously we'll all look forward to for various reasons, and I think it'll be an exciting homecoming for him, and it should be a fantastic crowd, so that's something that'll be very special for both of us.
Higbee's Tanner Burton, congratulations on taking on the boys' job as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Eric, and I look forward to seeing you all this season.